If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there. Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed. Hello, I'm Kevin, the editor of BBC Gardener's World magazine, and I'm going to tell you about why I love growing tomatoes so much. They're the one thing that I always grow from seed. No matter what I'm doing in the garden, there's always room for tomatoes. I relish them. I absolutely relish them. I couldn't imagine not growing them. I've grown them since I had my very, very first garden, so I've had them in pots, in baskets, in growing bags, and now I'm in a much bigger garden. Fortunately, I grow them in my greenhouse. There are two main reasons why I love growing tomatoes. And the first one is for the variety. You could go to the supermarket and buy a tomato, of course, but it's likely most will be red. They might be, you know, a few different sizes. But on the whole, you're not going to have much choice. Whereas if you grow them yourself, especially from seed, you'll be able to have loads of different shapes, sizes, colours, you know, from the smallest cherry tomatoes to the biggest great big beefsteaks, and you can have orange ones, red ones, yellow ones, black ones, the list goes on. And, you know, that variety just can't be beaten. A bowl full of tomatoes of all different shapes and colours is just a joy. So for me, variety is key. The second reason I like growing them from seed is because the flavour. Nothing beats it. A fresh, warm tomato taken straight from the vine is just something to be absolutely relished. I'll be honest, not many of the tomatoes that I grow even make it into the house. So many are just picked and then eaten there and then. And often I give tomatoes to my friends and family, and they simply can't believe how different they taste to something that they've bought in a shop. It really, really is incomparably better. When I'm eating them, there's lots of ways that I like to use them. That's if they do get to the house, of course. We use them massively in simple salads with cheeses and mozzarellas. I really, really love making panzanella, where you soak bread in milk and fry it, and then you mix it with tomatoes and anchovies and capers and olive oil. It's an absolute staple favourite in our house. And then we make masses and masses of tomato sauce. It's just really simple. We roast the tomatoes with garlic and oil and a bit of balsamic vinegar. And then once they're all roasted and golden and lovely looking, we just whiz that up in a blender for a really, really simple sauce. We don't even bother taking out any of the seeds or removing the skin or anything like that. The flavour is so, so intense. And we normally manage to make enough to put a few tubs in the freezer, which is just brilliant. You get that taste of summer in the winter months then, which is just wonderful. I normally make my tomato choices, my variety choices, that is, over the Christmas period. So in that lovely spot between Christmas and New Year, where if you're lucky, you might end up with a few spare days. I then have a think about the varieties I'm going to grow. I've got my favourites. I always grow sweet aperitif. And the clue's in the name there. It is the sweetest tomato you could ever imagine growing. I also grow my scotcher really regularly. That's normally destined for my raised beds outside. It's a really easy bush variety that just can be left to its own devices. And actually, this is the variety that produces most of the tomatoes for my pasta sauces and tomato sauce. Oh, I also love black cherry, simply because of the lovely variety. It's not quite black, as the name might suggest, but it is really, really dark. The flesh is dark, the skin is dark, and it just brings real variety. A new one for me this year is Sun Baby. We're giving it away with the magazine this year, and I'm desperate to try it. I'm always keen to give something new a go, so I'm fascinated to see how that will turn out this year. I normally sow my tomatoes in March or sometimes even April if I'm feeling a bit behind, which I often am, if I'm honest. And I sow them on the surface of moist, peat-free compost, usually in small sort of 9 or 10 centimetre pots. I then cover the seed with vermiculite and put the pots on my kitchen windowsill, which is always of great annoyance to my wife. She can't understand that why I've got a big greenhouse out in the garden, but I still like to germinate everything indoors. Well, it's because it's nice and warm indoors, there's heat, but also I can keep a real eye on them, see when things are popping up and make sure everything's on track. I normally move the seedlings out into the greenhouse at the point they're ready to be pricked out. So I take the seedlings down to the greenhouse and then I prick them into individual pots. And then, you know, I just enjoy that process of growing them on, actually watching them go from seedlings to sturdy young plants. Then anything that is a cordon variety, so that's a type of tomato that goes straight up with side shoots that need pinching out, they're planted in my greenhouse bed. And then anything that's a bush or a, you know, a miniature patio variety, they go in my raised beds or in hanging baskets or pots. Nothing goes outside until the risk of frost is gone, so you know that gives you some idea. Probably things are planted out around the second week of May. I really enjoy the process of training tomatoes, of pinching out side shoots, of seeing how the flowers are progressing and then how the fruits are developing. And, you know, it's all part of the process for me, sort of part of the fun and the enjoyment. The watering and the feeding is all part of it too. You know, I keep on top of the watering as much as I can. As soon as flowers appear and fruits start setting, I then begin to feed once a week, normally with a liquid seaweed feed, but there's plenty of other things out there that, that you can try that are just as good. The fun, of course, really starts when the harvesting begins, and if I'm lucky, I might get greenhouse tomatoes from sometime in July, and then I'm often picking all the way through to the end of October. We're often, in all honesty, completely inundated. I always grow and sow far more seeds than I can actually manage, end up with more plants than I really need, but I just can't resist it. And I am always so grateful of that excess that I've frozen that's in the freezer, as I say, when it gets to the winter. It is possible to save tomato seed if you like. You can just take the seeds out of the tomatoes and dry them on kitchen paper. But I don't do that. I either buy new and fresh each year, or I sometimes actually have just got plenty of packets on the go from previous years. They normally last a couple of years. So if I haven't sown something a year ago or the year before, then it all gets used up at some point. For me, though, I think the one reason I love tomatoes more than anything, as I've said, is because of the flavour. You just can't beat it. So for no other reason alone, I couldn't encourage you more to give them a try this year.
Love growing from seed? You get free seeds with the March, April and May issues of BBC Gardeners World magazine. Get your copy in stores or at magsdirect.co.uk. Our May issue also includes our 2-for-1 Gardens Entry Garden Guide, giving you discounted entry to hundreds of gardens across the UK.